This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel says a strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. Rights groups say it was no anomaly. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its six-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians, but did not specify how they will achieve this. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Two Russian strikes on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, killed eight civilians and injured at least 10. Olivia Zelino from Reuters has more.
Ukraine's national police said the attack was launched by drones, while regional officials said Russian forces used missiles and bombs. Kharkiv's mayor said residential areas were hit, including high-rise buildings and a gas station. The first strike occurred just after midnight, according to news reports, while a second took place later in the afternoon. Ukraine's military said its air defenses destroyed 28 of 32 drones and 3 of 6 missiles launched by Russia. It follows deadly strikes on Friday in the southern city of Zaporizhia. Local officials said Russia fired 2 missiles, then 40 minutes later fired another 3 as first responders and journalists were on the scene. 2 journalists covering the aftermath of the strikes were among those wounded in the city, which is near the front line in the war with Russian forces.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. This is VOA News. Former President Donald Trump is demanding a new judge just days before his hush money criminal case is set to go to trial. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
In a long-shot 11th-hour bid to disrupt and delay the case, Trump's lawyers urged Manhattan Judge Juan Merchan to step aside, alleging a conflict of interest and bias because his daughter is a Democratic political consultant. The judge rejected a similar request last August. In court papers, Trump's lawyers said it was improper for Merchan to preside over the proceedings while his daughter benefits financially and reputationally from the manner in which the case is interfering with Trump's presidential campaign. The trial is scheduled to begin April 15th. It is the first of Trump's 4 criminal cases and would be the first ever criminal trial of a former president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida visited a new semiconductor plant for which his government has pledged more than $7 billion of support to secure a steady supply of chips. The new plant on the southwestern island of Kyushu, majority owned by the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, is the Taiwanese semiconductor giant's first in Japan. Japan has recently earmarked about $33 billion to revive its chip industry, seeking to become less dependent on imports in the wake of pandemic-era shortages that affected auto production and other industries for months. The United States, Japan, Australia, and the Philippines will hold their first joint naval exercises, including anti-submarine warfare training, in a show of force Sunday in the South China Sea, where Beijing's aggressive actions to assert its territorial claims have caused alarm. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The 4 treaty allies and security partners made a joint statement Saturday saying the exercises are to safeguard the rule of law that is the foundation for a peaceful and stable Indo-Pacific region. China was not mentioned in the statement, but the 4 countries reaffirmed their stance that a 2016 international arbitration ruling, which invalidated China's expansive claims, was final and legally binding. China has refused to participate in the arbitration, rejected the ruling, and continues to defy it. The Philippines brought its disputes with China to international arbitration in 2013 after a 10-sea standoff. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The world's oldest man says the secret to his long life is luck, moderation, and fish and chips every Friday. At 111 years old, Englishman John Alfred Tennis Wood has been confirmed as the new holder of the title by Guinness World Records. Born in Liverpool in 1912, a few months after the sinking of the Titanic, Tennis Wood is a retired accountant who lived through 2 world wars. He says moderation is key to a healthy life. He never smokes, rarely drinks, and follows no special diet apart from a fish and chip supper once a week. But ultimately, he says, quote, it's pure luck. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.